don't know if I don't vote on that.
This is Kurt Prahn from National Mind School. I'm here to get additional information on topics from the interview of Mr. Cooley and Mrs. Hoffa. Could you tell me about your basketball years at Champion?
Sure. I played basketball at Champion High School in the 60s. Actually, I was on the varsity for 3 years from 1959-60 through 62-63. And we had some really good teams. We were number one in the state 2 years in a row, which I'm very proud of. And I was an all-UP, all-conference team member. But one of my teammates, Bill Koski, who lives in Humboldt today, was an all-state first team player on our team. So we were good. We were undefeated 2 years in a row, 44-0.
Who was your coach?
Our coach was a gentleman named Fred Boddy, who later taught in Gladstone and is retired now.
Who are your teammates?
Teammates, Bill Koski, of course, was one of the best players in the UP and the state. Another good friend, Jim Mitchell, who still lives in Humboldt, and Kenny Dion, who lives in Champion. Sam Waters, who was the other big guy besides me on the team, he lives over in Ishpeming Township here. Leonard Raudio, good player. He died of cancer a couple of years ago. Those are some of the more memorable teammates.
Did you have any good plays?
We had lots of good plays. Our coach was, at the time, a real young, exciting coach right out of college, and we had a lot of clever plays that he dreamed up himself.
Mm-hmm. What position did you play?
As a junior and a sophomore, I was a forward. And as a senior, I was the center because the other bigger guys had all graduated.
Could you tell me about the games leading up to the state championship?
Well, we didn't win the state championship. We were undefeated during the season, but we got beat during the tournaments. As a junior, we got beat in the state quarterfinals by a team called Brimley over on the eastern end of the UP. And we had beaten them twice during the year. As my senior year approached, we went into the tournaments 20-0. And lost to Negaunee St. Paul. Mr. Jacobetti was on that team. He beat us at the buzzer in double overtime in Northern's Fieldhouse. And we had beaten them twice during the year. So both teams that defeated us, we had beaten twice during the year. And both of those teams went right to the state finals. So we could have gone, but we didn't get to the finals.
Other than the basketball games, what are your fondest memories of the trip?
My fondest memories are just being with my friends. I can remember back in the 60s when we went downstate, I saw my first fast food restaurants. There were none in the UP. We stopped at things like Burger King's and Big Boy's and thought it was just great. I remember the trip I saw my first Kmart back in 1963. There were none in the UP. Things like that were just not up here at the time. My first experience with interstate highways was that trip. And the thing I remember most about it was we left here and it was 2-3 feet of snow on the ground. We got to Lansing, bare ground, 50 degrees. It was springtime.
Could you tell me about the holiday tournament at Northern?
That was an interesting tournament. We were there as a Class D school. We had 86 kids in our whole high school, which is less than you have in the eighth grade, our whole high school. And we played, we beat two Class B schools, Gwynn and Marquette Berrigo, which was a Catholic high school. And then the finals, we beat Marquette High School, which was Class A, 1,200 kids, and had a big team, and we beat them. Little champion beat Marquette.
What did you gain from being on a basketball team?
Well, I learned a lot about self-discipline, about what it takes to succeed, about hard work paying off, and I learned a lot about friendship. These guys I mentioned before are still my friends today, 30-some years later.
What middle school or high school teachers or experiences do you remember most?
Oh, middle school, I remember some great teachers that I had that I really respected. I had a math teacher named Mr. Escala, who still lives in Ishpeming today. He's been retired for some years. Just a great, great person. I had a principal named Mr. Koski, Bill Koski's dad, who was tough but fair. I liked him and I respected him because he was fair. You knew what he expected you to do. And I had a history teacher named Mr. Lund, Stanley Lund, who is now deceased, but he was a great influence on my life.
You talked about your first day of teaching in your other interview. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. It was, I can tell you the date, January 26th, 1968. I walked into a fourth grade classroom at the Champion School, and I knew what I wanted to do, but the kids were so excited when I walked in there. We spent the first hour just talking about ourselves. In fact, I just talked to one of my first students named Matt Davidson, who lives in Humboldt, and just talked to him at the basketball game last night. And I reminded him that it was 29 years ago that we met. It was a great day. It was exciting, and I thought, this is great. It was fun.
What years were you principal at Champion School?
I was principal at Champion from 1981 till 1990. And then I moved to Kingsford in 1990, stayed there for 5 years, came back here in 1995.
What improvements were made to the building while you were principal?
We did a lot of remodeling in classrooms. We added some spaces. We changed ceiling, stuff like that. We added a portable classroom to the outside of the building. It became the band room. It used to be a kindergarten. We redid the library. Added a lot of books, got a lot of equipment over the years while I was there, VCRs, TVs, computers. We put in a computer lab, first one they ever had there. Mr. Buchan was the teacher, and that was really a neat deal.
Were there any changes in curriculum?
Yes, we, like I mentioned, the computer program was put into effect for the first time, and we also changed some courses a little bit in science and social studies. We changed the way that they were taught and did a study on our math curriculum, found out that it was very adequate, so we didn't change anything there. Yeah, we did a lot of changes.
Could you describe the problems with handling discipline as principal?
Well, it is a problem only because if you like it, there's something wrong with you. If you like doing that, because you want the kids to trust you and respect you, but yet when they need discipline, you have to give it to them. So my kind of problems were certain kinds of kids who just didn't get it. They didn't understand that they were being bad and they were being punished, and they would do it again. And those kinds of kids eventually got kicked right out of school for long periods of time. And that was my most frustrating thing about disciplining kids. Good kids, you tell them once, they understood. You don't do that anymore.
What were your duties at Kingsford?
I was a principal of a school with 1,225 kids in it. We had more kids in that school almost than Nice has in the whole district. And I had 68 teachers, I had 80 employees, and I was also the district's transportation director, special ed coordinator, gifted and talented coordinator, Michigan assessment test coordinator, and a few other things that I'm forgetting right now, but it was a very busy job.
What are your duties as superintendent?
Well, one of my main duties is carrying out the wishes of the Board of Education. They are my bosses, so to speak. But my duties here are financial management, curriculum direction, overseeing the general operation of the district. Everything from busing to how you spend money to hiring teachers to what happens from day to day.
The closing of Champion came while you were superintendent. Could you explain making that decision?
Well, the decision had already started to be made before I got here, and I just happened to be here when it was being wrapped up. But it was a money-saving decision, and partly based on the fact that even though the building was not in bad shape, there are so few kids on that end of the district. We were busing a lot of kids up there, and we needed to save money. So it saved the district probably $300,000 a year by not running that building.
What made Champion so special?
Well, to me, it was a place I grew up. I had been there as a student and a teacher for 40 years, and it's just a place you got to know and love. But it was like a family. The teachers knew all the kids knew all the teachers, and we kind of supported each other, took care of each other.
Moving to a different topic, what is your wife's name and the year you were married?
My wife's name is Darlene, and we were married in 1966. She was my high school girlfriend.
What years did Jeff and Mark graduate from Westwood?
Jeffrey graduated in 1987, and Mark graduated in 1989.
What colleges did they attend?
Jeff got his degree from Northern Michigan University in Communication and Personnel, and Mark got two degrees. He got his first degree from the University of Michigan in Atmospheric Engineering, and then he got a master's degree from North Carolina State, and now he works for the Goddard Space Center in Washington, D.C. Real exciting job.
What do you see happening in the district as the new school is being opened?
Well, it's an exciting time. I wish you could be there when it opens, but you'll be moving on. I see some good things happening. There will be four computer labs in the building, just the most modern science labs that we can possibly have. I see some really positive things happening in curriculum, and I think it's going to be a positive thing for teachers and students. A brand new building, a beautiful library, a big gymnasium, all the things you would have wished for as a student. And I'm sure you would have been happy going there.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.